Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Wednesday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be, up and down the Stand in the Gap radio network. Along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I am Gary Dahl. And, of course, we are a part of the American Pastors Network, and we thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we come to you on this radio program every day at this very, very same time. And we just want to say right here at the very beginning that if you want to learn more about the Stand in the Gap radio ministry that's put out by the American Pastors Network, please go to our website, which is www.standinthegapradio.com. And you can learn things about us there that you may or even may not like to learn, but it would be, I believe, educational for you. That's www.standinthegapradio.com. Well, Sam and Dave, as we come into the studio today, there is more to talk about than I'm telling you. Things are just rolling off the press across this nation and around the world as news items are coming before us left and right. And some of them are very, very serious. And I think that at least one of the most serious situations that is taking place, and of course this program airs live at 12 noon Eastern time, we know, but less than 2 hours ago, it appears as though Obama is winning critical backing in Congress relative to the Iranian deal. As a matter of fact, the information that came over the wire says that the Obama administration now appears to have enough support in Congress to stave off Republican efforts to reject the president's controversial Iran nuclear deal after a retiring Maryland Democratic senator came out Wednesday morning, that's this morning, in favor of the pact. Senator Barbara Mikulski, a Democrat of Maryland, announced her support for the deal ahead of a speech that that Secretary of State John Kerry is going to be giving, or maybe he has given it today. I'm not exactly sure what time that was to be. But anyway, according to the information, she becomes the 34th senator to support the deal, giving President Obama enough backing to sustain a veto of a Republican bill opposing it, should that bill pass in the vote later this month. Mikulski went on to say, and I quote, "No deal is perfect, especially one negotiated with the Iranian regime." She says, "I've concluded that this joint comprehensive plan of action is the best option available to block Iran from having a nuclear bomb. For these reasons, I will vote in favor of this deal," end quote. John Kerry himself, in reference to this particular deal, said this, fellas, and I quote, he says, "I really believe the fastest way," listen to that, man, "I really believe the fastest way to a genuine arms race in the Middle East is not to have this agreement, because if you don't have this agreement, Iran has already made it clear what direction it's going to go," end quote. Now, a couple of things on that. Number one, Sam and Dave, I don't feel comfortable having any kind of an agreement with Iran to any degree, unless it is just not to have any relationships with them. I mean, they're wicked, they're terrorists, they do not support the land of Israel. I think that any kind of an agreement we have with them is very, very dangerous. And for Senator Mikulski to come along and say, "No deal is perfect, especially one negotiated with the Iran regime," then why in the world are we there trying to negotiate a deal? Some of these folks in Congress just talk out of both sides of their mouth. I wonder if they listen to what they're saying, Sam. But, you know, this is very, very serious for Israel. It's very serious for the United States of America to be in on this agreement. It's very serious for Christians to consider. I'm quite concerned about this and where it's going to lead, Sam.
Well, Gary, we've talked about this. I mean, the very day that this was announced, Weeks ago, we covered it, one of the very first, right on here. And I know that what we said that day, if we go back and look at it, was, I mean, I think I evidence this, that at the end of the day, it was going to happen because this president gets his way, one way or the other. We've had a lot of discussion about it. There have been hearings on it. There are 200 retired admirals and generals that have just weighed in yesterday, today, about this whole thing, and opposed it, calling it and laying out everything about it, that it is absolute disaster, that all of that, it doesn't make any difference to these guys in Washington, those the senators and these House members, that the president can either buy or somehow manipulate. At the end of the day, Gary, and then my comment will be here, I believe that this was I think this was a completed deal before it was announced. I think number one. Number two, this only concerns us. France, Russia, and other participants are already moving ahead on this. They are already shipping arms to Iran. Russia and China are. France has already engaged in further economic activity with Iran. They're already happy. They're not limited by what Congress does anyways. And so so I believe, as we talked even yesterday when Jimmy DeYoung was on here, at the end of the day, I think what's taking place here is that this has been a cover to advance the coalition of Eastern nations, Russia, China, Persia, Iran. We put it in there. Those coming together biblically, prophetically, they're there. This has been a cover for that to happen. These nations are advancing and moving forward. And even Saudi Arabia, and we talked yesterday, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, and Egypt reaching out to Russia just a few days ago to ask for Russia's support to give them nuclear aid. Gary and Dave, there's a whole lot more happening here than even what we are seeing on the open, in the news, front news of the papers and that kind of thing. This is a big deal, and it is a very bad deal for Iran and for these United States.
Well, we understand that Senator Kerry has already given his speech. Dave, I don't know. It seems to me that anytime John Kerry opens his mouth anymore, I get quite concerned.
Well, Gary, I'll be honest with you, gentlemen. As I was driving back from lunch, I was able to pick up John Kerry's speech, at least a good portion of it. You know, Kerry is not normally a very animated individual, but he sounded almost exuberant as he was making the case again and laying out, in his estimation, all the positive components of this deal. And basically, Gary, going back and stating that, without this deal, it was a sure path on the part of Iran to a nuclear weapon. With this deal, obviously, it can be delayed for a decade and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All these other things can take place as well. But, gentlemen, the fact of the matter is this. We have been lied to by our president, by the Secretary of State. This is a horrible deal, not only for certainly the nation of Israel. It is a horrible deal for the United States. We have gotten virtually nothing in return, and we've given away the store. And, Sam, you did say it. You did say it weeks back that this was where this was going to go, that it was all but a done deal because of the reasons you gave all the other nations involved. So, it's a real tragedy, gentlemen, a horrible tragedy.
It's a real tragedy, and ladies and gentlemen, we want to talk a little bit more about this after the break, and so don't you go away. If there's ever a time to pray for the United States of America, we say it is now for any number of reasons. And also, if there's ever been a time to pray for the peace of Israel, it's now. So ratchet up your prayer life. We will be back with more of Stand in the Gap today, right after these messages. Don't go away.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for everyone. every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
We are right to take alarm at the first experiment upon our liberties. A quote from James Madison.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Walk to work, walk the dog, have the dog walk you, take a hike, take a bike, skate, dance, hop, jump, do the Humpty Hump, skip seconds, skip dessert, skip, skip, skip to Malou, don't skip breakfast, drink H2O, lower your sodium, raise the roof, shake your booty, stock up on vegetables, and don't forget to eat them. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. If you've ever failed to share your faith because you just didn't know what words to use, then carry the word with you.
I give these gospels to people who are homeless or are working in stores, and I also leave a gospel at the doctor's office or barbershop, anywhere they have stuff for people to read. It's nice to see that someone has picked the gospel up and taken it with them, and then I leave another.
Hello, this is Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. Reading the Bible every day is so easy when you always have it with you. You won't even need a backpack. You can carry one right in your pocket. What are you waiting for?
Oh, and when I get gas, I leave one on top of the pump. I've left some at a few payphones, too.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
As Ronald Reagan once said, if we ever forget that we're one nation under God, then we will be a nation gone under.
Never give in. Never give in.
Winston Churchill's words stirred his country in the face of defeat.
Never, never, never.
Today they inspire us to reach for our own victories. Commitment. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap today, along with Sam Rohr and Dave Kistler. I'm Gary Dahl, and we are talking about this agreement that our administration here in the United States of America, under the direction of President Barack Obama, has made with Iran that, in our opinion here at the American Pastors Network, is a wicked agreement. And Of course, Dave and Sam, you fellows were talking about the fact that you believe that this agreement has already been made and, you know, things are going forward with it, whether we are talking about other nations such as Britain, France, Germany, Russia, and China, or the United Nations, or all of them put together. But it's interesting to note that, and Sam, I think you mentioned this, that there were about 200 retired military generals who recently wrote a full-page letter to the New York Times regarding this particular deal. And I have some of that text here before me that I want to read, and then be interesting to hear what you folks have to say about it, you men have to say about it. And I'm quoting, it says, this agreement, talking about the Iranian deal that has been made between our administration here, the United States of America, and Iran, this agreement will enable Iran to become a more dangerous, far more dangerous, excuse me, render the Mideast still more unstoppable, and introduce new threats to American interests as well as our allies. In our professional opinion, far from being an alternative to war, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action makes it likely that the war with the Iranian regime has waged against the United States since 1979 will continue, with far higher risks to our national security interests. Accordingly, we urge the Congress to reject this defective accord. End quote. And that, of course, is a part of a letter that was printed in the New York Times, signed by 200 retired military generals and, by the way, admirals who are opposing the deal. And you know, after these military leaders made that statement, John Kerry, this morning, Dave and Sam, on MSNBC's Morning Joe program, said that the absence of an agreement is what could lead to a nuclear war arms race in the region. Putting the deal in place, Kerry said, will, quote, keep other nations from chasing a weapon on their own, end quote. That's quite a contradiction between what these retired military leaders have to say and what John Kerry has to say. You know, what are we to do, Dave?
Well, Gary, obviously, you know, there's still a vote going to take place, Gary, in the House and in the Senate. You know, that vote is still yet to occur. And, of course, all that we are talking about that's happened today is the president seems to have his 34th vote in the Senate that would prohibit an overriding of his veto. Congress probably is going to vote against it, both House and Senate. And then it'll go to the president. He'll veto it. And then the Congress or the Senate will not have the capability or the votes necessary to override it. What we can do, Gary, is this. We can pray. Now, again, I don't want us to sound like we're defeatist here when we say this deal has already probably been a done thing since the very beginning, though that may very well have been the case. But, Gary, we do right because it's right to do. We pray. I mean, it's possible, Gary. It is possible that a number of these guys could have a change of heart and this thing could be overturned. Humanly speaking, doesn't look in any way likely. But if God enters the picture in response to the prayers of his people, anything could happen. The bottom line is this. We've got to do right. We've got to let our voice be heard. We've got to make the case that this is horrible for the United States of America, which it is. And it is equally horrible for the nation of Israel, which it is. And it's not going to stabilize, Gary. It's not going to in any way stabilize the Middle East or prevent Iran or other nations from getting a nuclear weapon. It is the presence of this incredibly weak deal with no real verification of inspections or anything that's going to set Iran up for the possession of, if they don't already have it, but certainly the possession of, if not the escalation of, nuclear weaponry. So we just do right because it's right to do. We do right in the secret place of prayer. We do right before our elected officials. In appealing to them, we just do right all the way around.
Okay, and Sam, I want to come to you in light of what Brother Dave said with three questions. Number one, can you add anything to what Dave had to say there? I mean, I agree 100% with what Dave said, but is there anything that you would like to add to that? Number two, what if this agreement does eventually come into 100% fruition? Then what do we do? And then number three, what is the prophetic component that you see in this entire deal?
Well, Gary, do you have a half an hour?
Three easy questions.
Go ahead, Sam. Say it. Say it, my friend.
I'll try to be as succinct as possible. I wouldn't add a whole lot to what Dave said because I believe that no matter where we are in any circumstance, as God's people, we've got to look to Him. We have to be on our knees in obedience and in prayer. And we must pray for those who are in authority. That command never changes. So we keep those things in place, and we cannot ever get ourselves in a position where we put our hands up and just walk away and say, well, what's going to happen is going to happen. Now, so I agree with what Dave is saying. On the other hand, there is the other aspect of this, is saying, where do we fit prophetically, and how do these things fit together? Now, I think in real life, you know, where does this thing lead us? Well, Gary, I can tell you where it's leading it. The Saudi king is coming to meet with Obama this week. He's partially going to be coming to say this is a bad deal. He's already coming to say, and whatever else he's going to say, we're not quite sure. There may be an economic thing. We need to keep our eyes open for that. And we can talk more about that later. But part of it's supposed to be about the Iran deal. Clearly, we know, as I said earlier in the other broadcast, the king of Jordan, the king of Saudi Arabia, the president of Egypt have already met with Russia to talk about Russia giving them nuclear aid. This war, this proliferation of nuclear efforts are already underway. Those nations are already down the path because they know this agreement will likely pass. Or even if it doesn't pass, they're still going down that road because they know they can't believe Iran. I look at that and I say, who's the winner in this whole process? Russia is the winner in both of them. Russia is the winner whether the Congress votes yes or no. They're already moving ahead. Russia is already, whether they win with Saudi Arabia and Jordan and Egypt, who have historically been standing with us, are now moving with Russia. Russia appears to be the winner and the emerging leader in the Middle East. How does that fit? I think that fits prophetically. But this is what's happening. I would go as far as saying that what we see happening in Washington, my definition, I mean, I think the definition is this: it's treason. It is an undoing of the sovereignty of these United States. It is a violation of the law. It is flying in the face of all of these generals and others who understand really what's at hand and say what they're saying. This is something historic, and it's not good for the United States. It is making Russia, I believe, advance as the leader in the Middle East.
You know, you just took the question right out of my mouth, because I was going to say this whole process that's going on as it relates to this particular deal is indeed a violation of our law. And, of course, Sam, you said that it was. It's treason. If we were to try to make this deal legally correct according to our Constitution, what would have to be done?
It would be considered as a treaty. Mm-hmm. But that has never been done from the beginning. It has always been about going around Congress and doing exactly what John Kerry and the president's doing right now. And I'm telling you, I'm not a betting man, but I can tell you how it's done. If someone would have a little microphone in these private meetings that are occurring between the president and the senators and House members, particularly the Senate, cause this is where he can stop this thing, with the Senate members and Kerry and Senate members, and you can hear what is being said to them, threatened to them, promised to them, cajoled to them, or whatever, I'm telling you, it would make the people of the United States just erupt, I believe. But there's heavy pressure behind the scenes. This is how they're getting what they're needing to on these votes. And once they get to 34, they think they've won.
You know, Gary, if I could say this, can you hear from Sam's description there, which is a completely accurate description of the way things work behind the scenes? Can you hear, can you see, can you sense the demonic brilliance behind the way the president went about this? He totally bypassed Congress. He totally went around the system that our founders put in place for these kind of of treaties to take place. They didn't call it a treaty. They bypassed Congress all the way around it. They've called it an executive agreement. The sheer demonic brilliance, and I choose those words carefully because I believe they're accurate, the sheer demonic brilliance behind this is absolutely stunning, which means, and I'm going to say it, men, because I believe it to be the case, this president has been following the leadership not of the God of heaven, but of the wicked one himself.
Well, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I agree with you 100%, and Sam, I'm sure you do as well.
Absolutely. You're right on the mark.
And you know, as we draw closer to the return of Christ, we know that, that there's going to be doctrines of devils and demons guiding the thoughts and the minds of people, and I think we're seeing that very clearly in the mind of our president. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back with more Stand in the Gap today right after this break, so we encourage you to stay tuned.
Kings or Parliament could not give the rights essential to happiness. We claim them from a higher source, from the King of Kings and Lord of all the earth. They are not annexed to us by parchments and seals. They are created in us by the decrees of Providence which establish the law of our nature. They are born with us, exist with us, and cannot be taken from us by any human power without taking our lives. A quote from John Dickinson, 1804.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The hunt for killers of an Illinois police lieutenant spreading north of Chicago last night. An exhaustive search of a two-mile perimeter coming up empty.
They have transferred now to what they're calling saturation patrols. And essentially, that is an increased patrol with heightened awareness for the fact that these suspects are out there and heightened awareness for the danger.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Protest outside a Baltimore courtroom.
Tell the truth and stop the lies. Freddie Gray didn't have to die.
Inside a hearing for the six officers charged in the death of the man who suffered a spinal injury while in custody, the judge denying a defense motion for charges to be dropped, also rejecting a motion from the defense calling for Marilyn Mosby, the state's attorney for Baltimore and her office, to recuse themselves from the case. And the Dow is up more than 140 points after yesterday's sharp sell-off. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Tri-state area, streaming freedom, shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station, WFYN.
Hey, Grandma, can you help me with my Common Core lesson on the Constitution? I know you always said how important it is, but the only part we're reading in 8th grade is the preamble and the First Amendment. I wonder when we'll get to study the rest of it. Didn't you say our founding fathers were wise patriots and wrote the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to protect our freedom? This Common Core book we're reading by Linda Monk says our founding fathers were racist and they didn't think women or blacks should ever be allowed to vote. She says, we the people didn't really mean you and me, but some rich white guys. That just makes me feel terrible about our country. We need to change things.
Oh, honey, that's not true at all. Our country is the greatest country the world has ever seen, and our founding fathers worked hard to be fair to everyone. I'm going to call our school board and our state board of education and ask why they allow Common Core and this book in your school.
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. Pennsylvanians for Restoring Education brought you this message. Go to parestoringeducation.org or call 484-678-2236.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap today. And along with David Kistler and Sam Rohr, I'm Gary Dull, and we've been talking about this agreement that the United States administration, I don't want to say the United States of America, has made with Iran, because we haven't. Our administration, under the direction of Barack Obama and John Kerry, has made this agreement. And, of course, that's to the chagrin of most of us here in the United States of America. And Sam and Dave, before we went into the break, the words of 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 came to my mind, where it says, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith." And then it says, "giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons." And, you know, before the break, we were talking about how that we believe that, Dave, you brought it out, that Barack Obama is not following the God of heaven, but rather following the God of this world, who, of course, is Satan, in so many of the decisions and that he's made and the positions that he's taken. And it seems like, as we look around us today, that we can really see the operation of these seducing spirits and the doctrines of demons taking place. And you know, I'm not looking for an exegesis on that particular text, but we can surely see it. And, you know, as we approach the month of September, and of course we are already in September, there are a number of things going to be taking place that Dave and Sam, in my opinion, would give 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1 an opportunity to really shine forth. That is, the seducing spirits and the doctrines of devils running in a rampancy. And one case in point is on September the 15th, the 70th session of the United Nations General Assembly begins. It's been widely reported that France plans to introduce a resolution which will give formal UN Security Council recognition to a Palestinian state. And they want to do that, from the information that we have, supposedly shortly after the new session begins. Now, up until now, the United States has always been the one blocking such a resolution. But under the direction of Barack Obama, who has already indicated that things may be different this time around, I kind of think that we're going to see the recognition of a Palestinian state. And I would see that, along with what is going on with this Iranian deal, is the operation of the seducing spirits and the doctrine of devils that we will see constantly on an increase as we draw closer and closer to the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sam, your thoughts on that?
Gary, I agree with you because that has been telegraphed. And I think it's important, you know, that many, many, many times that when things come up that are, let's say, orchestrated by evil, there's often a telegraphing ahead of time of what's going to take place. In this case, there's been such a tremendous buildup to this month of September. There's been a tremendous buildup to what's going to happen at the United Nations and what's going to take place there on a number of fronts. This one, relative to the resolution for a Palestinian statehood position, this time around, as you rightly say, now has a different scenario because this administration has said they, in fact, may look at it differently. Well, I'm not surprised if they look at it differently because they've been calling for it. But beyond that, the Pope himself is going to be here. He is going to be speaking at the United Nations, and the Pope is publicly way out in front of calling for a separate statehood for Palestine and for Israel, for actually moving its capital out of Jerusalem. In matter of fact, Gary, we talked about it yesterday, but that statement by the Pope has gotten so much attention in conjunction with what the president is saying, that this newly convened legal body of Israel, the Sanhedrin, that we talked about yesterday, have actually issued an ultimatum, effectively a subpoena, to the Pope and Barack Obama to appear before them because of their statements relative to being anti-Israel in this regard. So, Gary, you've just touched on one piece that is fitting together, that hinges on our relationship with Israel. And I think everyone who's listening probably knows that whenever this nation and the president of this nation have talked about taking land away from Israel or giving up land that they've already given or whatever, there have been unusual circumstances that seem to have occurred. And I think it's because of God's divine judgment reflecting those who bless Israel are going to be blessed, those who curse Israel be cursed. There's a lot happening right here, and this whole thing is just momentous. It's amazing.
And Sam, also, our listeners need to understand that at the end of June of this year, just 2 months ago, the Vatican signed a treaty with what they're calling the State of Palestine. In other words, the Vatican reversed literally years, hundreds of years worth of policy of standing with Israel, and basically threw their support under this new pope to the State of Palestine in an effort to produce or to procure or to increase the likelihood of a two-state solution, recognizing a Palestinian state along with the Jewish state. So there are tremendous things happening. And men, I cannot help but think of Psalm 83 when we're discussing what's happening, both with this Iranian deal, with what's happening with the Vatican and the Pope and all of these things that are going to reach a zenith, it appears as if it's going to occur in the month of September. Let me just read a little bit from Psalm 83, because God is still in control, and he's definitely in control of these things. Psalm 83 verse 1 says, "O God, do not remain silent. Do not turn a deaf ear. Do not stand aloof, O God. See how your enemies growl, how your foes turn their heads with cunning. They conspire against your people. They say, 'Come, let us destroy them,'" that is the nation of Israel. "Let's destroy them as a nation so that Israel's name is remembered no more." And gentlemen, that's exactly what we're watching happen. Mm. Listen to what verse 9 says of Psalm 83. "Do unto them," that is the enemies of Israel, "as you did to Midian, as you did to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who perished at Endor. Make their nobles like Oreb and Zeb." And boy, I wish I had time to go to these names that are mentioned and the horrible deaths these people died. "Make them like tumbleweed, my God, like chaff before the wind. As fire consumes the forest, or as a flame sets the mountains ablaze, so pursue them with your tempest and terrify them with your storm." In other words, God is going to respond to what our president has done, what the Pope is doing, what these other nations are doing, this Iranian deal. God will not let this happen unchecked.
Well, you know, it's interesting to think about the beast and the false prophet. Did I say that? I did say that.
You did.
We're thinking it. You're saying it.
Okay. But just think about this in light of some of these upcoming things in September. September 23rd, Pope Francis is going to arrive at the White House to meet with Barack Obama. On the 23rd, which is the 266th Pope will be meeting with the President of the United States on the 266th day of the year. Some have suggested that something is behind this that's being birthed because of the fact that the 266 days is the average length of the human gestation period. Just something to think about. But then on September 24th, the Pope will address a joint session of the United States Congress. On September 25th, the Pope will hold a mass in Madison Square Garden in New York City. September 25th to the 27th, the United Nations launches a brand new universal agenda for humanity known as the 2030 Agenda. September 25th, the Pope appears to the United Nations to deliver an address to kick off the conference at which the 2030 Agenda will be unveiled. And then September 26th and 27th, the Pope will be traveling to Philadelphia for the 2015 World Meeting of Families. Interesting, men. Interesting. Concerning as well. Sam?
Well, Gary, I think it is concerning because what you have here with what the Pope is doing and his alignment. See, he's actually going to Cuba before he goes to Washington. So he's going to be in Havana. He's going to go down to San Diego, Chile. But he's going to Cuba. That's the key thing. Because the Pope and the President have worked together to open up Cuba, which everybody was opposed to except a few. But they did it anyways. The Pope and the President have met with Muslim leaders. They're working in tandem against Israel. they are working together for this one world religion that the Pope is going to talk about, this global warming thing that the president today just up in Alaska was talking about, his prophecies, as he called it, famine, floods, fire, fumes, and fighting. He says it's going to happen as a result because we have not buckled down and taken care of this global warming thing. And the president and the Pope is seconding thing and saying that this is more important than any other thing around the world. There is a strange connection between these two. That's all I can say, gentlemen.
A strange connection. And since I brought it up at the very beginning of the segment, David Kistler, when we come back after this break, is it possible that the beast and the false prophet is the president and the Pope? If so, why? If not, why not? I know we've got a lot of people answering that question, and you're the biblical authority on this program, so I can't wait to hear what you have to say. And I'm sure that the rest of you folks can't wait either, so stand by. We will be back right after this.
A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But have you ever stopped to ask how much is enough or how much is too much? Will the money you leave to your family come between them and God? I believe that God increases our wealth not to increase our standard of living, but to increase our standard of giving. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, a Christian wealth advisory firm. We work with believers and especially widows to wisely manage the wealth and efficiently pass it on to the children and grandchildren. We are financial, tax, and estate planners. We help successful Christians make wise decisions with their money so they can better provide for their families and leave a legacy of significance. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800 or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Jenios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. The release of a series of videos exposing terrible atrocities committed by Planned Parenthood in the name of reproductive health or the right to choose has awakened many to the truth of abortion and is stirring calls to restore protection for all innocent human life from conception until natural death. It's being described as a Wilberforce moment, so named for William Wilberforce, the British member of Parliament, whose Christian faith led him to take a stand against the slave trade. On October 30th, we're hosting Eric Metaxas as the keynote speaker for our Friends of the Family Banquet. Eric Metaxas is the best-selling biographer of Wilberforce and Dietrich Bonhoeffer, two men who demonstrated the duty of Christians to stand up against the evil in their day. For more information about our Friends of the Family Banquet, go to pafamily.org. That's pafamily.org or call us at 1-800-FAMILY-1.
The Apostle Paul told the Thessalonians in chapter 2 not to be troubled or shaken in their heart or spirit. He said not to falter in their faith or their understanding of Christ, either by what they read or heard, because the day of Christ was at hand. Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. The Apostle Paul warned the early believers not to be deceived by the overwhelming deception and to expect a falling away from the truth. He said there would be great wickedness and great iniquity and the great wicked one. Paul said, therefore, to stand fast and hold tight to the truth they had been taught. If this was a reality and a necessity in Paul's day, how much more today? He went on to say, "But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil." I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network saying, let us also not be deceived in our current days of evil, when we also see a falling away. If there was ever a time for true believers to stand fast for the truth, it is now.
Sign up as a partner at papastors.net.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. And Dave Kistler, I think that our listeners have been sitting on the edge of their chair, right up to their faces, right up against the radio and the computer, waiting for your answer on whether President Obama and the Pope, Pope Francis, could be the beast and the false prophet. David.
Gary, you had to do this to me, didn't you?
I did. I mean, I gave you 4 minutes of warning.
Well, Gary, let me say this, and I want to give just a little bit of history. Do you remember you and I were doing radio on another program several years ago, and you texted me or emailed me one morning, and you said that President Barack Obama had just been given the Nobel Peace Prize, and I texted you back or emailed you back, and I just was sort of laughing, making a joke of it, not having watched the news that morning, and you were incredibly serious. And when I realized that that had happened and you weren't making a joke at all, you were being serious, I thought, what in the world is the president being given the Nobel Peace Prize for, because he's done nothing to warrant it? He's done nothing to deserve it. Gary, that began kind of a joking conversation between the two of us about maybe we've been, you know, a little bit wrong about this guy. Maybe there's more to him prophetically than what we've given him credit for being, et cetera, et cetera. We've continued down through the years to have conversations about that. And Gary, to be quite honest with you, the unique nature of this president from a number of perspectives, I say unique, and I mean unique from his background, unique as far as the anti-American approach that he has taken to everything. It has caused a lot of people to ask the very question that you asked going into the break, and that is it possible that this man is the Antichrist? Now, let me just go to the key chapter in all the Bible that deals with the Antichrist and the false prophet, and that is Revelation 13. I'm going to read from verse number 1 that says this, "And I stood upon the sand of the sea," John says, "and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns. If you go to the latter part of the chapter, Revelation 13, you understand that the sea is the Gentile nations of the earth. So the sea is not a literal sea. It is figurative for the Gentile people groups of the earth. So I believe the Bible is indicating that Antichrist will come from a Gentile background. If you go down to verse 11 of the same chapter, it says, "And I beheld another beast come up out of the earth." The literal Greek word there that is used for earth is the word land, L-A-N-D. And it always, when you talk about the land prophetically, because the Middle East and Israel is the focal point of all prophetic truth, you have to think from a Middle Eastern mindset. The land referred to is the land of Israel. So there are those, and I am one of them, that believe that Antichrist comes from a Gentile background. The false prophet will come from the land or the land of Israel. That is, he will have a Jewish background. So to, in a short nutshell, answer your question, is it possible that Barack Obama is the Antichrist and that the Pope is the false prophet? From this chapter, it would lead me to believe that that is not the case, because as far as we know, unless there's something lurking in the background of the current Pope who is from you know, a Jesuit background. He's not a Franciscan. He's a Jesuit, and he is not, as far as we know, there is no Jew in his ancestry. It would lead me to believe that that is not the case. However, Gary, I will say this. There are those that would disagree with me in my interpretation of Revelation 13 about the Antichrist having to be Jewish. So, you know, there could be disagreement. However, I believe these guys are not the Antichrist and false prophet. I do believe, though, that they are to the Antichrist and the false prophet what John the Baptist was to Jesus. They are a definite forerunner, and they are setting the stage for what will ultimately be the revelation of an Antichrist and the false prophet.
I think that's a pretty good explanation, but Sam, I'm sure that you are chomping at the bit. You've got something you want to say on this subject too, I'm certain.
Well, Gary, I think what Dave gave there is a theological underpinning of that. I agree with that. I'll add a couple of things to it. If you look at their commonality, we already talked about that, some of their common goals, positions on Israel, common positions on New World Order. One world government. The Pope is out front on that. So is Obama. He's out front on the New World Order, the one world government. A lot of the stuff's happening behind the scenes economically, and all of that kind of stuff is leading towards that. There's much anticipation that there's going to be at this UN gathering some discussion relative to about the emergence of that. The Pope himself is going to talk about a 17-point resolution that is there to be adopted. One of those is going to talk about him placing the Catholic Church at the headship. I've read the resolution myself, at the headship of all of the churches of the world. He's basically seeking to establish himself in the Roman Catholic Church as the umbrella church of all the religions of the world in order to enact and lead forward on this redistribution of wealth and equality. He's going to be talking about that when he goes to Congress. He's going to be talking about that when he goes to the United Nations. And that's exactly what this president's been talking about. So they are in league in discussion. They are league and together in policy. And they are in league together relative to diminishing the role of the United States, diminishing the role of Israel, and enlarging this concept of this one world government. And if that's why Dave says that they're setting the stage for it, they are exactly setting the stage for someone else to step up, perhaps.
Gary, if I could quickly interject this. If out of these meetings that where the Pope is a part of it and the president complicit with it, if out of this should come, and again, I'm being a tad facetious, but only a tad, if out of this should come a proposal that Israel could be granted peace and security from this, what appears to be an impending attack from all of these nations that are approaching them, if there should come out of any of these meetings while the Pope is here in America, a suggestion, maybe a formal proposal, Israel sign on the dotted line, we will promise to protect you, or there will be a promise to protect you if you just sign on the dotted line here, then, gentlemen, we're talking about a whole different realm if something like that were to happen. Now, again, I'm being a tad facetious there, but Sam, I agree with you. I think these guys are escalating, pushing forward right to the very edge of the table, that which Antichrist will seize and actually bring into fruition.
You know, I see where you're going with that, David, but I just cannot see Benjamin Netanyahu signing anything with Barack Obama and Pope Francis.
Well, nor can I, Gary, right at this point, but you've got to remember, we are moving so rapidly. Israel is feeling the pinch. They're being tightened into a vise. You've got Russia and their intent, you know, to send a weaponry down that direction. You've got Syria from the north. You've got Egypt from the south. You have got this Iranian deal, which is bringing all the enemies that surround Israel into greater strength. There's a lot of things going on, Gary, that very quickly things could deteriorate, and Benjamin Netanyahu, who would under normal circumstances do nothing of the sort of signing any kind of agreement, you could see something begin to push toward that very, very rapidly. Now, again, I'm not, again, suggesting that these two are the Antichrist and false prophet. I'm just saying we are watching things of keen prophetic significance take place, the likes of which we have never seen in our lifetime.
Well, I'll tell you what, Sam and Dave, what I'm looking forward to is the rapture. It could happen any moment, so folks, keep looking up, you know. The voice of the archangel and the trump of God. The Lord Jesus Christ shouting, come up hither, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. That could be today. Well, we want to thank you folks for being with us today. The Lord willing, we will be back in about 23 hours to continue our discussion on things that are taking place across the nation and around the world from the biblical and here in America, the constitutional perspective. Until tomorrow, stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up and remember, the best is yet to come.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. We seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission. Join us again tomorrow for Stand in the Gap today.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.